The cricket season gets underway on Saturday. And I suppose we'll start with last year's champions, Brady, winning their first ever Premiership title. Their hopes of retaining the Premiership title have been dealt a severe blow with the departure of Craig Young to North Down.
Yes, a massive blow. Irish international Craig Young has decided to move up to the Belfast area to play his cricket this year. So it will be a blow for them, certainly. They've also lost Ryan Barr to Glendermot, who's that'll weaken their bowling attack as well. On the positive side, they've brought in young Matthew Poskett from Korean, who's a very promising opening batsman. So that sort of helps them a little bit. Their skipper this year is David Scanlon once again, but that's a blow that Craig Young's out.
What do you think Brady's chances are of retaining their crown?
Well, I think they'll be up there challenging for sure. They'll not give that crown up easily. But I think the fact that they've lost Young will weaken them, certainly, and it'll be difficult for them this year. I expect them to be in the top three, but I don't think it'll be good enough to win it.
Brigade last year won two of the three trophies on offer, the Senior Cup and the Fond Valley Cup, so they'll definitely be contenders.
They will be very much so. They're my fancy, actually. They won the league this year. They've brought on Ross Allen, which is a class signing from Eglinton, Northwest Warrior player. He's been brought in, and also brought in Rachid Gaur, who played with Strabane last year and looked very promising. They've lost no players. The skipper against Andy Britton. They're very, very strong, as was proved last year. But the league title's the one that they're after, and I think this could be their year.
Former champions Dunamana and Coleraine always in with the shout as well.
Yeah, Dunamana especially. They've brought in a new bowler, or opening bowler this year. Their new pro is Began Iqbal, and he's coming with a big reputation, so that certainly will be interesting to see how he fares. They've also signed Dean Mahaffey from New Buildings. Andrew Reynolds is their skipper. Dunamana were hurt last year, not winning anything, never happened for many years that, and they'll be wanting to bounce back straight away and get a trophy of some description this year, so they're going to be difficult to beat. Korean, they have the same pro as last year. He's an excellent pro, probably the best pro around. But they have lost Matthew Poskett, as I mentioned earlier, and possibly one of the Chopper brothers might not be available as well. So they're not going to be as strong this year. But at the mid-table, I can see them finishing this season.
If we take a look at Strabane, Eamon, what do you see for them this season?
Very much the same side as last year, according to reports. They have yet to appoint a captain, but it looks as either be their pro or Peter Gillespie will take over the reins. Again, a team that mid-table, that they'll not be struggling here at either end of the table. I can't see them challenging too much, although they had a good season last year. But I think this season, mid-table is about the best that they can hope for.
And the team who are facing Strabane next week, getting underway with Eglinton, how do you think they'll fare out?
Well, they've lost Ross Allen, which is a big blow, as I said. Stuart Thompson was rumoured to be leaving, but apparently he's staying now, so that's a bonus for them. They've brought on Stephen Dunn, Ardmore, former Ardmore opening bowler, and Matty Mills, the pro. Mike Erlang's one of the better pros, so he's returning. I can see them again, not there, winning their fair share of games, but not good enough to win any trophies.
Now we'll focus on the teams that were promoted from the Championship last year. We'll start with Glendermot, a tough first game in the Premiership, taking on Dunamana.
Very tough opening game for them up at Dunamana. And they have brought Ryan Barr in and Gareth Burns. That'll help their bowling attack. They'll depend very much on the Crook brothers, Gordon and David, this year again. And they have a new Sri Lankan pro coming in. So they've spent a lot of money to bring in these players. Main thing for them is survival. Any side that comes up always struggles. They find the step up very difficult, but they have got experienced players who have played at this level for many years, so that should help them. I can see them being alright. I don't think they're going to be, they'll be down near the bottom, but I don't think they'll be good enough to stay up. Ballyspellin, on the other hand, have brought in Adam McDaid, he former Drummond player, he's been brought in, they've made him skipper, but a lot will depend on Graham Kennedy, their young, exciting player, who's a Northwest Warrior player as well. They've got the same pro, but I think they'll struggle. I really do think they'll struggle. They did very well to come up last year, but as I said, the jump up from the second Championship to Premiership is massive.
So we spoke about the Championship teams promoted to the Premiership there last year. Now we'll focus on the Championship this year. Who do you think your favourites are this year?
Well, usually the team Fox Lodge have got basically the same side as last year. They've been down, and Ardmore will be strong, although there's still some question marks over Decker Curry if he will be playing for Ardmore this year. So we'll have to wait till Saturday to see where he turns out. but they'll be the two fancied ones to come straight back up again. Kelly Clooney will be on the running, and of course we can't forget about St Johnson. They've got David Anthony returning and Kevin Martin returning, which will strengthen them, and they'll always be a match for anybody. So they're in for a good season, and they've got one or two Indian players there as well. So St Johnson certainly will be in around the mix.
So, as you mentioned there, St Johnston in around the mix, they'll be facing one of what you called your favourites there, Ardmore, on Saturday. How do you think see that one going?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough opening game at Ardmore. All about Decker Curry, of course. If Ardmore are missing him, then St Johnston are almost a shout. But St Johnston are a side that always have a goal, no matter who they're playing. They don't fear anybody, and I can see them putting up a good performance. Whether they'll be good enough to get a victory is another question.
Now, Eamon, I suppose bad news as well. It's now a 7-team league with Drummond gone.
Yeah, they've pulled out. They couldn't field a side in the championship, and they were to field a side in qualifying 3, but I just got word last night that in actual fact they've pulled that side out as well. So no cricket at Drummond at all, which is a real blow because they've been in the North West for many, many years. Just shortage of players. They just can't get players to turn out. And it's happened to a few clubs. There's rumours that Corian Thurs have pulled out, Dunamana Thurs possibly pulling out. So it's difficult to get these young players to devote the time to maybe 7-8 hours on a Saturday. They get them all to play and lose out on a Saturday night, their Saturday night out. A lot of them won't give that commitment anymore, and the North West cricket is suffering.
Well, I suppose at a time when the trend is for clubs to fold, Eamon, there is a good news story. There's now two clubs in Donegal with the formation of a Letterkenny side that's going to play in the Derry Midweek League this season.
Absolutely brilliant news, that. I think there are a lot of Indian workers up around Letterkenny now, and I think they have formed a side to play in the Derry Midweek League Wednesday night cricket. That is 16 over, 20 over, so that should suit them. They're going to play their home games at St Johnson, and I'm sure there's going to be one or two decent cricketers amongst them, because we know all about the Indian people. They're mad about their cricket, and I'm sure, as I said, there's a few good players will come through. But it's great to have another side from Donegal, and from many, many years ago, the full used to have a side, but it's been left to St Johnson over all the years. But now we've got a Letterkenny side, which is really brilliant for Donegal and for cricket in general.
Well, Eamon, it's time, I suppose, for the big question. Your predictions for the year for the Premiership, the Championship, and possibly the Senior Cup, maybe, if you want to throw your hat in the ring there as well.
Yeah, I normally do this. Sometimes get it right, sometimes not. But my team for the league this year definitely has to be Brigade. And I wouldn't doubt if they could go on and do the double and retain the Senior Cup as well. I think Ballyspan will probably be struggling to stay up and the Championship. Fox Lodge, St Johnson is an outsider.